Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Of course, it is Christmas week. It's Christmas Eve Eve.
And it is Festivus, too.
Now, what are the parameters on Festivus? I mean, I understand it's like a Seinfeld thing, but that's about all I know about it.
Instead of a tree, there's an aluminum pole.
Okay.
There's an airing of grievances.
Always 2 days before Christmas?
It's December the 23rd.
Okay.
And there's an airing of grievances at the traditional meal, which just you tell all the people who've harmed you or wronged you in the last year how they've done so. And if you hold anything against them, I guess you tell them that. And then it ends with the feats of strength.
And that is?
It's where one person wrestles another person and until somebody pins the other one. And then the holiday ends. So
doesn't sound like the most loving of holidays.
No, well, there's no gifts.
Yeah.
There's no gifts. So,
you know, I actually like that. I appreciate no gifts.
I do, too. I
like giving gifts, and I don't really care to receive them either. I mean, I don't like how people feel like they have an obligation to give gifts. Like right now, my renters are probably spending their rent money on buying people gifts when they should be paying the rent.
But they're going to get gifts, too, and it all kind of balances out. But I think
and that's the problem with it. Not that that's a problem, but that usually, I mean, when we talk about people spending their own money, we understand that you are the best person to make decisions for your own life. You're the best person to spend money on yourself because you know what you need. Whereas somebody, they may have your best interests in mind. They may be thinking of you. They may be thinking pleasantries toward you, and they may be believing that what they're doing for you is going to be appreciated. And I'm sure you'll appreciate the fact that they got you a gift, but it just might not be something that you really needed. It might not be something you wanted. It might be something that's going to sit on a shelf somewhere and really essentially be a complete waste of that person's 50, 100, 20 bucks, whatever it was that they spent on you. So
I don't think there's anything wrong with it as long as you're actually giving a gift because you want to, not because you feel obligated.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It seems to me that if you really want to make an impression, give somebody a gift that they're going to like, you would do it on a day that's not Christmas. Expecting a gift. If you give somebody something out of the blue, even something small in the middle of June or July, it should have just as much weight as getting it on Christmas.
Right. When you are just going about your normal day-to-day activities and you think of something that would, or maybe you're out shopping and you spot something that so-and-so might really like, that's when it's really an unexpected and pleasant occasion. Whereas with Christmas, it's expected and it's routine, basically. So I'm not trying to down anybody's holiday here. I mean, if that's what you're into and you like the gift-giving thing or the white elephants or the Yankee Swap or whatever the little games that they play.
Well, Yankee Swap makes sense because you bring something that's worth within a certain range of money, and everybody brings that, and you end up switching, and at the end, you're all going to get something worth about the same amount of money.
So, but that you didn't really necessarily want.
That's true, but right. I guess to me it seems like playing the lottery.
What about white elephant? Have you ever played that one?
I don't know that one.
It's kind of like Yankee Swap, from what I understand. I don't think I've ever played Yankee Swap, but the white elephant is you're supposed to bring some sort of weird gift, like something that's not necessarily anything that anyone would want,
well,
basically.
Well, people do that with Yankee Swap, too, to make it interesting. But.
Well, that was that's the intention with the white elephant thing. So everybody just brings something bizarre or strange, that oddball gift or something like that, and it's the same deal where you swap. So that's kind of fun, and that's what it's all about, right? Is having fun with the people, having an enjoyable occasion with the people that you're close to. Unfortunately, for some people, that's not what they're doing this week either. For some people, out of obligation, they're getting together with family members that they'd rather not be around.
See the family, see the in-laws, and you don't necessarily want to.
Some people do, and that's great, but others, they prepare for the worst. I mean, they have to get drunk before they go around their family, and that kind of makes things worse if the other people are drunk and they're ornery. And, man, that could be problematic. Luckily, there was never a fist fight or anything like that at my family's gatherings.
Seen a fist fight. I just know that a lot of people feel awkward at family functions.
Do you?
At holidays. Do I? Not really.
I mean,
it's kind of the only way I would feel awkward is sometimes I'm talking to people who I really only talk to at Thanksgiving and Christmas. And it's not so much that I'm concerned that somebody's going to say something rude. It's just that you don't really know what to say, and you feel obligated to make small talk.
You can talk about the weather, and it's always going to be small talk, right? It's, okay, well, what are you doing for work, and how's the weather where you live, and so what are you doing for work again?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of small talk, but, I mean, it's not a bad thing. I guess some people really like it.
Small talk, you mean?
Well, seeing the relatives, I don't know.
I guess. Well, again, it all depends on your relationship. So if you want to call in tonight and tell us about your Christmas or holiday, I don't know, excitement or your dread, maybe you're dreading what it is that you're going to be doing tomorrow and the next day, 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Or, of course, you can bring up anything you want. That, of course, is the point of the program. I guess that I think Julia and I are just going to have a nice, quiet two nights together, I suppose. We'll be here doing the show, so it'll be like regular.
Well, so I guess in a sense you're working on Christmas.
Exactly. I mean, if you want to call this work.
Right.
I guess.
It's not like you actually leave your house, so it's...
I can't start drinking at noon, so,
No.
Not that I would.
Some people would.
I'm
sure some people listening to the show have started already.
Well, some would, and they should. I mean, if they're going to a family gathering at 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you've got to start beforehand, right?
Well, I guess if you need to get liquored up to see the family.
Yeah.
But I take it easy. You also don't want to be the person who's had too much eggnog and is kind of making an ass of themselves.
That's true. 1-800-259-9231. So your holiday stories, if you've got them. Of course, a lot of people are out traveling right now across the country. And
I think Hanukkah's over, isn't it? Has anyone called in to wish you a happy Hanukkah or anything like that?
I
think it usually comes at the beginning of the month, but I don't really know.
Doesn't it last for 2 weeks or something like that?
There's eight nights. I think it's 8 days, too, or it might be 7 days, but it's 8 nights, and I think it's usually towards the beginning of the month. But they're always selling the Hanukkah stuff with the Christmas stuff.
So we were out about today doing a little shopping and food shopping, but where the food shopping places, there's all kinds of other stores around, and the streets were just packed. I mean, if there's a recession going on in this country, it doesn't seem to be going on up here.
No, and I had the same experience. I went out to the stores, even when we had a terrible snowstorm this previous weekend, and people were out shopping. So I know retail figures are going to be, I know they're going to be down and off from what they were last year, but I know that Black Friday was pretty solid figures.
Really? I didn't see the numbers this year, so I don't know.
This year it was off by like $300 million or something. It was like $10.3 billion, and last year it was like $10.6. So it's not really impacting that retail Christmas that much. A lot of people thought it would, and I've heard people saying that if the economy gets worse, they think that maybe Christmas won't be as commercial in the future, but I don't think so.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it survived the Great Depression.
Mm.
Of course, it's a recent idea, too. I mean, Christmas has only really been a commercial affair for probably the last 130 years.
So are we just really insulated up here, Nick? I mean, is it really kind of bad for people out there some places in the country? I mean, Michigan, obviously, people are having a tough time in the Detroit area.
It's got to be worse in other places because I was looking at the unemployment figures for Keene. The last month that was available was October, Keene, New Hampshire, where we are, and it was 3.4%, 4.3%.
Is that the Census Bureau that figures that out?
It's the Department of Labor or something.
Okay.
But it was 4.3%.
That's lower than the national average.
It was 6.5%.
Yeah.
So, and it wasn't all that much higher than last year. It was maybe a couple tenths of a percent over that. But in other parts of the country, I mean, a lot more people are out of work, and I'm sure times are tighter. But, I mean, things aren't that bad yet, right?
Noticed it? I mean, where you are listening to the program, have you noticed the recession? Is it hurt? Is it touching on your life? Or are you just feeling like a lot of people are kind of just buying into the hype and pretending or acting as though it's really a recession and curtailing spending and doing things like that because they believe it to be true, which creating a self-fulfilling prophecy, is that a factor?
I don't know. I mean, you could assume that people who are now out of work are going to blame it on the economy, even when it's not necessarily the economy. It might not be their fault, but there are always going to be companies who are laying people off, or one particular sector of the economy is not doing so well. But that doesn't mean you lost your job because of the recession, necessarily. I'm sure some people have. I mean, the unemployment figures are up, which seems to indicate that some people are getting laid off.
No, like it or not, some people get fired before Christmas time. It just happens that way. 1-800-259-9231. I don't know. If you think there's something to this recession thing, I'd love to hear from you. We're so fortunate to be in New Hampshire, where the economy's pretty darn strong. So maybe we're just really insulated and completely ignorant to what's really going on out there. If you want to bring us home to the truth, 800-259-9231, at least as you understand it, this is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those, including the wiki. over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive for free. wiki.freetalklive.com. And if you love liberty, then check out Bureaucrash Social. It's the place for you to connect with freedom fighters from around the world. At Bureaucrash Social, you can share your ideas, obtain resources, document your activism, as well as find awesome videos and pictures uploaded by other crashers. Go to bureaucrash.com to learn more and get involved. That's bureaucrash.com. So we go to your phone calls. Dave, listening to WAIS in Ohio. Hello, Dave.
Yes, Hanukkah began last Sunday, and it's for 8 days.
Okay, so it's still on then. Or yes. No, it's the very end, I guess.
Then Christmas is in the middle of it.
Christmas is in the middle. Oh, wait, you mean when you say last Sunday, you mean this past Sunday,
yep.
Not the one that, sorry, sometimes that yep. phrase confuses me.
So it's still going on now until Sunday.
Got it.
Or Monday, I mean. Or
okay. Well, there you go. Anything else on your mind, Dave?
No, I want to say happy Hanukkah to my Jewish friends and Merry Christmas. Or happy holidays to everybody.
There you go. That covers it. Though apparently that actually offends some people. I thank you, Dave, for the call. I'm not offended. It doesn't bother me. And I mean, of course, I should be bothered, I guess. I'm not really an atheist anymore, but formerly as an atheist, the word holiday does have holy as a root word, so I suppose I could get all uppity about it. But people have fun, and that's okay. So,
yeah. Well,
happy holidays.
I think some people get offended by Merry Christmas being substituted for by Happy Holidays, but I think it depends on your reason for doing it.
The reason I would do it would be to ensure that you cover the bases. I mean, you want to make sure that you aren't offending people, and you don't want to say Merry Christmas to somebody when they're not a Christian. And I mean, it makes sense to go Happy Holidays. It's the safe route.
I guess it is. I usually just say Merry Christmas, and if somebody's Jewish, if they say I'm Jewish, I'll just go Happy Hanukkah. I don't think Kwanzaa is a real holiday, and the whole solstice.
It's real
thing,
to somebody, man. Kwanzaa? It's got to be real.
It's not religious, though.
No?
It's just a celebration of African culture. I mean, there's no particular religion.
So what about winter solstice?
I guess. I mean, I don't mean to offend anybody, but it's kind of a New Agey thing, not to say it's any
solstice,
less good.
No, solstice isn't New Agey. That's old,
well,
man. That's pagan.
It's pagan, but a lot of the groups now that celebrate it are kind of neo-pagan.
Yeah.
So they aren't actual druids. They're just people who call themselves. I don't know. There's not that it's any less valid than Christmas.
And in fact, it's my understanding that the Christians actually borrowed all of the symbology for Christmas from
the
pagans.
They borrowed the date too.
Symbology or symbiology?
Symbology.
Yeah.
Yep. Symbology. I mean, the whole idea of the birth of Jesus, the rebirth of the Son. They definitely lined it up so that they could co-opt it. The Catholic Church did. So.
Right.
I'll give you that. The solstice celebrations were there before any of the monotheistic faiths took it over. But I guess the Muslims don't have anything right now, do they? Ramadan was a while. I mean, maybe there's some minor holiday, but I don't think they have anything big going on. If there's any Muslims listening, call in and correct me.
Yeah, absolutely. 800-259-9231. So for me, happy holidays covers the bases, and it's easy. You don't have to correct myself later. Let's go to your calls. Matt in Illinois, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was going to tell you that Hanukkah started yesterday, but
there you go. Dave
said Sunday, so I've been beating to it. But I was listening to your podcast. You had a gentleman call in the other day, professing to be a Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody called in afterwards talking about creationism versus evolution. And these two guys kind of got under my skin a little bit. This Catholic, first off, one of the things that he did was he asked you how old you and Julia were, as if because you were so young, you didn't understand Catholicism. And I was brought up in a Catholic family. I'm Italian. And in the fifth grade, you're supposed to be confirmed, which is a big brouhaha that they go through.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided in the fifth grade I wasn't going to be confirmed a Catholic because I could see in the fifth grade that the whole organized religion thing was just BS.
Mm.
And I didn't want to. And I didn't want to be confirmed Catholic or anything. So ever since then, I've as I've gotten older, I can see more and more and more clearly how deceitful these people are in the organized religion. And this guy who called up was 45, and I'm 48.
Uh-huh, you win. You win that.
Exactly. Exactly. And on the creationism versus evolution thing, a lot of people talk about this. I don't think anybody really understands the significance of evolution. The scientific method is a method whereby we observe things, we formulate theories, and then we do experiments to test for these theories. In evolution, they have experiments. They can show evolution happening, particularly in simpler animals and one-celled beings and fruit flies and things like that. But you can also see it even happening in humans, where you can see how the dietary, our diets are actually affecting our DNA in certain ways. And they can do these experiments, and they can repeat them and repeat them and repeat them. And evolution is just a fact of life. It just happens, and you can see it, and you can experiment with it. Whereas creationism is a theory that you can never test for. You can never create an experiment where you say, you know, how do we experiment to test to see how God created everything? How are you going to do that?
You're absolutely right. It's something you have to believe based on faith. You have to take it on faith. But I'd like to point out that, I mean, for our religious listeners, that I don't believe that there's any exclusivity or mutual exclusivity when it comes to creationism versus evolution. I think that's a false choice. I think you can very easily be somebody who believes in creationism and also believe in evolution. I think you can, if you are a Christian, I think you're a very religious person, I think you can believe in both.
Well, when I look at the majority of the creationism literature and how it's supposed to work, and I look into it, their arguments are based on how evolution fails. That's how they base their arguments. In other words, they say evolution fails here. For instance, I don't know, take something simple. We don't really need an appendix anymore. So why do we have an appendix? Why would that have been chosen? See, evolution has failed. Therefore, creationism must be the answer.
Right, and again, it's a false choice.
That's the kind of arguments that they put out.
Yeah. I'm with you.
So, to me, that is making it exclusive. And I agree that there's things that we probably haven't even thought of yet. I mean, the universe is such a huge, big thing. And there's just so much that we don't know. And it seems to me that human beings have this problem saying, gee, I don't know.
And it's okay not to know. I don't mind. I have no problem saying I don't know, and I do it a number of times on this show because, after all, I'm just a talk show host. I didn't go to get any real schooling to do this. Thanks for the call, Matt. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, and one of the things that's nice about this show is when you know, you can call in and correct us if we're wrong. It's Free Talk Live.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere, ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once, and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how Photo Blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of Photo Blocker. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. The spirit of America is independence. The greatest gift of independence is food. Over one-third of Americans can't afford to buy food and pay their other expenses. Lines of credit and cards are often cut back or canceled. Last year, the eFoods Direct Holiday Food Unit was a fun and exciting one-year supply with a great price. This year, to quickly complete our food supply preparations, eFoods Direct has created a very serious holiday unit. This superfood supply costs $300 less than the basic Liberty one-year supply and has more food. That's safe food for less than half the cost of last year's groceries. Gift certificates are available for shipments that will not arrive by Christmas. Food is the gift of life and love this holiday season. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the archives. We've got an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. You just click and download, and they're yours for free over at freetalklive.com. And the Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over spring break. This March, you can join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. And on top of that, IHS actually provides housing and meals during the conference. So apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through the 12th, or at Emory University in Atlanta, March 14th through the 19th. So visit libertarianseminars.com for more information and get on board for this really great offer from IHS. Libertarianseminars.com. As we continue here, I want to get back to the evolution thing in a moment, but we got calls on the line, so we go to them, starting with Cliff in Florida. Cliff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I'm actually right now I'm in Detroit. I'm in the airport because I'm traveling from Miami to Elmira, New York.
Gotcha.
But I was calling you because I wanted to let you guys know that, first of all, I think it's very important that people, whenever they interact with the government, have something interesting happen, to call in. Because I think once you verbalize it, it will make it more real.
Okay.
You'll feel a little more less fearful next time you interact with them.
All right, what happened to you?
All right, here's what's going on with me, basically. Well, what happened to me? I'm flying today to go to New York, obviously, and I decided not to show my ID. I didn't want to show my state issued ID. But I figured, I still want to get to New York before Christmas, so I'll at least show my Social Security card and also my building ID for where I work.
Okay.
So I get to the TSA guy. Give him my Social Security card and my building ID. and he asked me, do I have a picture ID? So that kind of made me laugh. Hmm. And I'm like, well, I just gave you a picture ID. It's my building ID. It has my name on it. And he's like, no, we need to have a state-issued ID. So I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't have any state-issued ID because once my license expired and my ID expired, I never renewed them. So he puts me to the side. He looked kind of weird when he was looking at me, like, okay, who doesn't have an ID? But
yeah, right.
He has me step to the side. Yeah, he has me step to the side, and he gets his supervisor, and his supervisor's telling me, wow, you don't have any ID. So how did you get here? I'm like, well, I got it right over here, you know. But he's like, how old are you? I'm like, I'm 28 years old. How old are you? It's kind of weird. It's kind of a weird question to be asking somebody, you know. And essentially, he kept going back and forth about, well, we need to have a real government ID. I'm like, well, I'm showing you a government ID. It's your federal Social Security card, you know. So what else do you want me to give you? And essentially, what ended up happening is, like, well, do you have anything else? And I grabbed my wallet to look for, I don't know, like, my debit card or whatever else. And he noticed my expired license in there. And then stupid me, I keep my expired license because when you go to a bar or a restaurant, if they ID you, oh, they want to know your date of birth. They don't really care what.
Really? Will that work? Because Julia's just recently expired, and she hadn't gotten the replacement yet, and she was wondering if she would be able to get away with buying a drink or something like that with it. And I said, I wasn't sure.
I've been doing it since May. I've never had a problem with it.
Okay, but, that's good.
Yeah, so as soon as he saw the ID, he's like, oh, I want to see this. I'm like, I'm sorry, this is expired. And I don't know, I kind of made it up, but I think it's somewhat true, because I think I heard it somewhere that if your license expired, you're not supposed to show it to government officials, because otherwise you commit some kind of crime.
They might confiscate it.
Yeah, well, whatever the situation is, yeah. I'm like, well, look, it's an expired ID, and I'm not going to show it to you, because I don't know what the new rules are for, you know, showing an officer an expired documentation. Mm-hmm. And you know, I don't want to, you know, go to jail. Well, I don't know if there's going to be a fine or whatever else.
Well, you've already admitted it, so whatever was going to happen would have probably happened anyway.
Well, I mean, the thing is, supposedly it's when you take it out and actually give it to them, that's when it's, you know, crime. But, we go like that for a little while. Like, well, again, if you're gonna resist, then you're not gonna, you know, show me your ID, then I'm gonna refuse your passage to the checkpoint.
Wow.
So, yeah, it kind of sucks. And because of the fact that today is my girlfriend's birthday, or my wife's birthday actually, and a couple of days from today is my daughter's first Christmas, and you know, the rest of the family takes that pretty seriously. So
yeah, you got to get there, and that's they know that's what they hold over you, man. If you want to go where you're going, you got to bow down.
Yeah, so I mean, I gave him the expired license, and I told him, look, man, I'm giving it to you under the risk because you're the one that's asking for it. I don't want to give you an expired ID because I don't want you to be committing a crime, and I don't want me to be committing some crazy crime for some, you know, crazy rule that you got tied that I don't know about.
Sure.
I give it to him, and he takes my boarding pass and puts 4 S's on it.
Secret special search.
Yeah, and there's like 2 stacks of pens. The red ones and the blue ones. And what I'm noticing is there's a lot more red. There's a lot of red ones. And it's catching up to the blue, so I'm guessing a lot more people are getting special searches.
Huh. So, maybe.
I mean, that's what it would seem like to me. At least in Miami, it seems that might be the reason behind it. I don't know.
So you ended up showing the expired ID. They didn't confiscate it. You didn't get arrested. You went through the super secret search. And how'd that go for you? Everything smoothly, or...?
No, well, here's what I did. When I started going through the checkpoint, you know, the guy, they're going to do a pat down. They want to, I guess, rub you down to make sure you're safe.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get there, he's, you know, doing whatever he's doing to me. I start talking to him about, you know, liberty-oriented stuff. I'm like, hey, you know, do you think it's weird? I mean, the minarchist in me came out. I'm like, don't you think it's weird they have internal checkpoints, you know, within the United States? You know, don't you think that's a weird thing? Like, well, I'm just doing my job. If you want a place to complain, you have to go to the TSA.
Yes,
I'm like, well,
I do not think.
A place to complain. I mean, yeah, so I just told him, I don't really care about the TSA. The TSA is going to do what the TSA wants to do. I'm talking to you as a person because I'm sure you have a family too. And, you know, maybe, you know, if you're looking at the way things are right now, if you don't think it's ridiculous, then don't forget, you probably have a family too. And I'm pretty sure one day, you know, it'll get probably worse for them.
I am not allowed to express an opinion, sir.
Yeah, so I tell him, I'm not like a part of the TSA person. I'm telling you, probably look into some of these things and see, you know, whether or not what you're doing is right, you know? Forget about whether or not it's legal or your job. I'm not trying to harass you. It's just a matter of, you know, maybe hopefully you look into this.
Thank you for your thoughts today, sir. Please move along. Hey, what was the response you got from the guy at that point?
When I was telling him that, he was still patting me down. He looked kind of weird at me because I think at first he thought I was just some weird guy or whatever. So
yeah, you're probably the only guy all day who was talking to him about that.
Yeah, because the whole time I was being nice to him, and it just, you know, I kept pointing out some of the things that were just funny about it. And I told him, like, wow, I feel so much less safe now than I did before 9/11. You know, you guys are supposed to be here to help, but really, are you doing anything that's security theater? Yeah, he was just saying, like, he just looked so perplexed as far as, like, you know, what? And one thing I thought was kind of weird, because I just had dinner right now, and I'm already past the checkpoints, obviously, because I'm in Detroit, is that I can go to a restaurant and eat dinner with a knife and fork, but they won't let you walk through with a nail clipper with a can opener on it.
Well, that's interesting. So you could actually pocket the knife
that's
from
exactly
the restaurant.
What I was thinking. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, so what's the real security? Like, what are you really saving us from, you know? So I just thought it was kind of silly.
Interesting observations.
That's about it for me, though.
Thank you, Cliff, and good luck with your continued travels. I hope you get where you're going safely, and thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Very interesting. I wonder if you snatched a knife off the table from the restaurant, would they send out an alert? Would they call up the TSA? We've got a missing knife! And they shut down the entire airport?
I never knew why they worried about knives anyway, because at this point, no group of passengers on an airliner in the United States or probably anywhere else is going to allow themselves to be hijacked with a steak knife or with a machete. I mean, you have a whole lot of people on there, so unless you have a gun or a bomb that they can't stop you from using, you're probably not going to take over the aircraft. Even with a gun, I think you might have people jumping on you anyway, so... I really don't think there's a whole lot to worry about as far as an airplane being hijacked. Even if you want the government to think they can do a really good job of preventing terrorism, it seems like a very bad place to invest resources anyway, because the passengers probably have it pretty locked down, and at this point, I have a feeling terrorists are looking somewhere else to do the next terrorist attack.
Well, we all know that this is not about preventing terrorism, and it's all about obedience. It's all about, in my opinion, it's all about training the American people to be used to being patted and searched and prodded and demanded of and abused. And I think that's the primary point to this, because that way when they expand out, as they've done a few times at this point, into the neighborhoods of America with checkpoints. And I've got a story tonight, I don't know if we'll get to it, but the Trinidad neighborhood in Washington, D.C., where at one point they actually had police checkpoints for several days, is now getting 30 police cameras put up all around the neighborhood. So it's part of that sort of training, that acclimation program to essentially get people used to the police state. 800-259-9231. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
Join us online at freetalklive.com if you like the show. And you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do so by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Odds are good you're not going to be able to get anything delivered by Christmas time, but you could still
go. You're not getting anything delivered by Christmas time if you're ordering now. But
you could still go and shop and save yourself a few bucks because the prices are pretty darn good. It's the brands that you trust. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items, 41 categories, brand new, used. Whatever you order, Free Talk Live will get a cut. And, of course, even on gift cards, too. So you want to order somebody a gift certificate to Amazon. I believe those can be delivered digitally. I'm not positive on that, but I would imagine they could. So go look into that at amazon.freetalklive.com. So whether you are ordering, actually, I guess if you're using a gift card, we probably won't get any of that because we got our cut when it was purchased. But either way, make a habit of going into Amazon through amazon.freetalklive.com, and virtually everything that you buy, Free Talk Live will get a cut. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. And don't forget to join Nick and his, I kind of feel weird calling Toby your partner, because you guys aren't like that. You're just business partners.
Right.
Nick and Toby over at Free Minds TV.
My co-host?
Co-host.
We just use
that
the
works.
Term co-host.
Yeah. Over at Fremont, well, co-anchor, because you guys have your own television show.
Well, it depends in what context. It gets a little confusing sometimes with two shows.
Right. You've got a TV show and a radio show, Free Minds TV, Free Minds Radio. You can go to freemindstv.com to access both of them, and they are, as they should be, completely free to you. So enjoy those. If you're looking for a few, if you're looking for a little bit of extra audio content or some TV content that's of a pro-liberty bent, Free Minds TV is the way to go, freemindstv.com. Let's continue with your phone call. Ziggy, across the pond in the UK, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Ziggy.
Hi, Ziggy.
Right, Pope Benedict, a guy who graduated from the Hitler Youth into the Catholic Church, he's denounced homosexuals and transsexuals as more of a threat to the world than global warming.
Okay, and how does he figure that a homosexual is a threat to the world?
I'd love to know, but I would imagine it's something to do with the Book of Leviticus.
What is it that the Christian or the Catholic reasoning is here? What is going through their minds? I mean, don't they believe that man was created in God's image? And if that's the case, then how do they justify that?
Catholics also believe in free will.
Okay.
So they're not. They'll say that you can choose
every
the
time.
Evil.
They'll say
God gave you the choice.
I see.
Yeah, so, but they'll probably say something like, "Well, you know, the rules of a perfect life are laid down in the Bible, and if you don't follow those, then you are a deviant, and you deserve to go to hell."
Yeah, well, that's obviously nonsense. But it's just so confusing to me because, I mean, if they claim that you're made in God's image, then and so many homosexuals believe that they've always been this way, and I have no reason to doubt them.
I can't understand why people can't. Why it is that people just can't get it through their heads that no matter what you are, if you love another person, that's a good thing. What do the Catholics want? People to beat each other up or love each other?
I don't know. Maybe the former. There's certainly Mother Teresa was really into suffering.
Yes, Mother Teresa was a bit twisted. But as you were saying about man being created in God's image, this is something I heard from an atheist once, who said that this shows that God does not exist. If man is God's own image, then who does God socialize with? Because humans are social animals.
There are plenty of things you can say that go to the point that a supreme deity, a monotheistic fatherly figure, God thing does not exist, and that's another good one, I guess.
Anyway, happy Hanukkah. Ian.
Hey, thank you for the call. Happy holidays to you.
You know, I think part of the problem is that Christians of many different stripes, they tend to impose some of the Old Testament things, like the Book of Leviticus, like Ziggy mentioned, which lays out all that you can't have sex with men if you're a guy. And it also says that
what
you
if you
can't
just kiss
pork.
What if you just kiss other men?
I don't know, but it's the same place that lays down the kosher rules.
Really?
But Christians don't follow the kosher rules.
So they're going to hell.
Well, but they'll argue that the only way to heaven is through Christ. But for some reason, even though it's from the same part of the Bible, the part against homosexuality applies in their book. But the part against eating pork doesn't.
So it really just has to do with what makes them feel icky inside, right? So eating pork doesn't make them feel wrong, but for whatever reason, two men having sex or two women having sex makes them feel bad on the inside or something.
I don't know.
I think it's because they've always just wondered what it's like to be caressed by another man.
I think some people have a problem with homosexuality because they are a little bit insecure.
Absolutely.
And I don't know. I mean, when you read the Old Testament, I have to say, it's not a very pleasant bit of reading to do. I mean, they call for homosexuals to be put to death, for adulterers.
Jeez.
I mean, it depends on the translation you're reading, but it's pretty clear that they're calling for executions. It's essentially, if we actually followed the Old Testament, it would be a lot like Afghanistan under the Taliban. I mean, it would just be a horrible way to live.
So if you're saying that
people advocate it.
If you're saying that free will is their excuse as far as, well, yeah, you were creating God's image, but you get to be evil if you want to. What about animals? What about the animals that engage in what is obviously, not all animals do this, but some do, naturally engage in homosexual behavior?
Well, animals aren't going to heaven. I think the church,
well, that's
I'm
not
sure.
Too cool.
But the position is that animals don't have a soul.
Really, is that just the Catholic Church's position,
no,
or is it the biblical position?
I think that's most Western religions would say that animals don't have a soul.
Wow.
I mean, from
that's a shocker to me. I mean, that's hard to believe.
The understanding that I have is that one of the most popular ideas about, you know, where animals fall as far as their status is that God made them to keep Adam company. So they're here for people to eat and wear and use for our enjoyment.
Well, I agree with all that, but I think that I mean, if you believe in the idea of a soul, then why would you not apply that to your friendly beast friends?
The idea is that they're just like stuffed animals that walk around for us.
That's ludicrous. I mean, it's clear that they have different personalities, and they are not that far away from us on the whole DNA chain. Obviously, again, we're talking about religious people that are just not looking at reality. They're just not looking at science. I mean, the fact is your kitty cat and your dog and your pigs are not very far removed from us.
I think there's a level of intelligence that human beings have that does distinguish them in some sense from other animals. But
well, we have the opposable thumb, which allows us to do a lot more.
We have the ability to reason abstractly, to figure out our place in the universe, and to be quite honest, a chimpanzee is almost 99% the same genetically as us, but they're very close. I mean, they can learn all sorts of behaviors. They're social animals, but there's just something missing there that doesn't quite make them a person. You know what I mean?
I don't think anyone was saying they were people, but...
Some people do. Some people argue that great apes should have human rights. I know Jane Goodall pushes for that, but she spent a lot of time around chimps, so...
I don't think you can have rights unless you have responsibilities, and I don't think you can have rights unless you are willing to reserve the rights of other people as well.
Right, and that's a question that critics of that whole idea have raised. Well, are we going to start charging chimps with murder if they kill another chimp?
Are we going to hire a chimp lawyer for them as well while we're at it?
So you have to
draw a line somewhere. You really do.
You certainly do.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number here. We continue with AB in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nick.
Hey.
Hey, AB.
I was just calling because I just went through airport security 2 days ago. I was kind of sorry, too, but we had some interesting discussions with some military people that got the 4Ss on their boarding pass.
Okay.
And we got into this discussion. Basically, we realized that the 4Ss are not verified after they're printed on the boarding pass, and they're probably actually assigned to the boarding pass at the time of boarding pass printing. So if you printed the boarding pass at home, one thing you do is you lessen the chances of getting the 4Ss, but if you do,
sure,
you could erase the 4Ss, reprint the boarding pass, and then you do not get to the extra screening.
That's a good point.
And one of the military people, he actually got stopped because he had shoe polish on the airplane and he wasn't supposed to.
Uh-oh.
And that got him into a bit of a fit. But they were also telling me how, like, some of them have brought knives on board the airplanes by sticking them under magnetic boards and such. So
really?
I was thinking that any kind of security that we think we're getting from airport security is really just an illusion of security.
Totally.
And perhaps so they could, you know, mess around on the airplane and scare people or whatever. But anyone that really wanted to get on an airplane and hijack it, it's very easy for them to do. And
there's no doubt about it. Whether you're doing it by brute forcing the system and just sending enough terrorists with weapons through security checkpoints so that some of them get through, that's a completely guaranteed way to make sure something happens. Or you can work the behind the scenes route and get people jobs at the airline and go through the back door. Thanks for the call. You're absolutely right. It is an illusion, not real security. Hour two's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. People around.